Praying that wasn't Mary May. I did not see it.
I was kind of nervous. Thank goodness.
Shut up.
Nice.
Good.
That was good look. She really got a good form on that free throw shot.
Yeah, beautiful free throw shot there by Clay, giving the Malamutes 14 to King Curb with 17. Second shot up, good.
Wow, that was a good look.
Yeah, excellent free throw shot there. Fast transition now.
Help us!
Call
it. Oh my god.
Lose the ball. 22 with an easy layup.
Yep.
Tie game.
Wow.
30-second timeout called by Coach Newton.
I saw something was just so weird, and then when Carly put her foot down like that, that was just like, what are you doing right there? That full court press was coming at you.
Yeah, full court man doing a good job there, putting on some pressure.
Oh, no kidding, man.
And
what is going on here?
What a heck of a game. We're tied again at 17 apiece now. King Curve and New Halen are just going back and forth. One of the best first halves of basketball I've seen all year.
Oh, of course, no kidding. This had to be one of the best regional basketball I'm ever watching right now and witnessing out of these two teams right now.
17-17, 2.5 minutes left still here in the first half. King Curve with the ball, but this full court man-to-man, which they've been doing a great job with, is getting a little trouble right now.
They really got to start figuring out that full court press to break it fast.
There's Mary May.
Ooh.
Intercepted. Picked up by Mary May. Brando's going to turn and burn. She gets across the half-court line. Peyton Lester gets a good screen. Tia drives in, loses the ball, picked up by New Halen. And here comes the Malamutes on a fast break.
Malamutes are on the way.
Fast Ida break. In the paint.
Wow.
Shot is good.
That was good. That was pretty good.
Two-point lead now for New Halen. Carly gets a wide-open lane. She's got Peyton coming fast.
Oh, and another steal.
New Halen really putting on some pressure here.
Putting a lot of fast break transitions.
Ida puts up a shot.
Wow.
Makes it. 4-point lead now. And a full timeout called by Coach Newton.
Wow.
King Cove had a 4-point lead there. And now they have seen it dwindle to a 4-point deficit.
And then all of a sudden it just like vanished for some reason.
Yeah, New Halen really did some good job gaining the traction there. Full court, man-to-man, really came in strong.
And then, of course, you got those fast breaks, too. They're doing a lot, too. If I have to say to myself, fast breaks are like so much like you're running and you have the style of pressure and you're running like, I don't know how many fast breaks you want to do, but you're going full speed ahead.
Really saw the lack of Ida. Ida Lester,
yeah,
when
Ida
she was sitting down. That allowed King Curve to really get back into the game.
Mm-hmm.
And they were doing well even with her in there, but she's really coming alive right now in these last few minutes.
Yes, sir. I definitely.
King Curve, me and the full court man.
Yep.
Inbounding.
Here we go.
Rivera gets a lane. And now Rivera moving the ball up. Drives in, nice floater, in and out, put back by Ella, no good. Rivera on her own put back, that also no good. King Curve will get the rebound.
And here they come. Here comes New Halen.
Ida, looks at the three, doesn't
about it.
She was. 90 seconds, Ida gets in the paint, shot up, good.
Wow, a crazy looking shot she put up.
Beautiful layup.
That was good.
And that's now a 6-point lead. Rivera getting past on the half court, finds Mary May. Almost traveling, but gets it out in time. Pagan reads the screen, but still gives her some breathing room. Ella for two, no good. Rebound goes to Ida, fast break. Cross the post pass, almost intercepted. Layup missed. Here's Brandon now on a fast. Oh, she's gonna pull back and wait for her team.
All right.
Good hustle there.
It was wide open.
Carly doing a good job cutting around Pagan, but man, that defensive pressure was hard.
I just saw, Mary May was wide open on that play too.
Mary May following up Pagan, but that fast break, man.
It's insane.
33 seconds. And now King Curve trails by 8. Pagan.
Wow.
Foul on Rivera.
Come on, girl. Slow down.
You got it.
New Halen really coming in big here at the end of the second quarter. They're coming in with a lot of momentum.
No, they no wonder why they're the number one seed. That's the reason why they're really playing great.
5 fouls against King Curve, and that will put double bonus for New Halen. Are they calling a double dribble or? Pagan makes her first attempt.
Yep.
Hey, girls. Let's go, girls. You got it. Stay in.
Second attempt. Missed.
Oh, good.
Pagan from the rebound. Rivera, fast break.
Oh, my goodness.
Now Mary May.
All right.
18 seconds.
They could get a shot off if they can. They just need to think of something.
Yep. Oh, Mary May looking for help. Finds Carly. Carly left wide open for three. Good line.
Oh!
6 seconds left. New hand. Hold the chance. Fires it off.
Yay!
Oh, good.
Wow.
A much needed 3-point shot to end the quarter there for King Cove. We'll go into the second half with New Haven in the lead by 6 points, 26-20, in a great game of basketball.
Wow.
We'll be back in 10.
Yeah, you heard that. We're 26-20, and New Haven's ahead. It's one good game, going back and forth, back and forth. We're at halftime, and we'll see what happens here in the second half. Until then, have a little bit of music.
Turn your back on me, baby. Stop messing around with your tricks. your back on the bay, then you just might pick up my magic sticks.
We'll be right back.
Beyond any minute.
Tonight, I'm gonna have myself a real good time. I feel alive. And the world, I'm turning inside out. Yeah. I'm floating around in ecstasy.
It's a great first half of basketball. All right, New Haven starting out with the ball, 26-20, yep, in favor of the Malamutes.
Hey, when can you take it off again?
All right,
I'm leaving.
Ball now in the hands of the Malamutes.
Stuff to talk to you about. Yep.
I'm gonna head down that way here.
Nice
later.
Cut into the lane, oh, shot up, wow. No good.
Okay, here they go.
Rivera Wilson in for the rookies, getting the ball on the outlet pass.
Ooh, ooh.
Almost lost, but picked back up. Shot for three, in and out.
She almost had that. That was a little bit of a good look.
Yeah, great play there. Here comes New Haven now.
Yep.
Ida drives in.
Wow.
Underhand layup, no good. Full court man. Pagan really put it in a lot of hustle here on that full court man. Rivera over to Tia.
I can find out.
Tia takes it into the paint. Pass back to Ella.
Oh,
great pass.
Wow. That was good.
Great pass by Ella to Ella.
That was a good read by her.
4-point lead now for New Haven. Ida with the ball. Outside to Pagan. Open for the three, says no. Good passing here by New Haven. Looking for their shot. Powered up on the right-hand side, no good. Rebound goes to King Cove.
And Tia will settle down. She's got, and Mary May will have the ball in her hands.
Here's the ball now. Back to Mary May. Nice job getting open. Pass down the bank. Cadence gets fouled. Two shots. Woo. 26-22. 6.5 minutes left to go in the third quarter.
All right.
New Haven with the lead.
Let's see if she can get these at the line.
Cadence lines up her shot.
Wow.
Good. Great shot by Cadence.
Yep, that was a good one.
3-point lead for New Haven.
Now let's see if she can get the second one.
Second shot good. Oh. Lane violation. That will not count off the lane violation.
Darn.
Good job there by Cadence. All right, ball now in the hands of New Haven. They are up by three.
Yep.
Ida turns into the lane, drops up on the baseline for two.
My goodness, that was a tough one she's taking.
Uh-oh, injury. Oh, Mary May.
No. Injury. She's injured. Look. Oh, no.
Mary May looks like a twisted ankle.
Oh.
Mary May's gonna make her way over to the bench. Looks like she's just favoring one ankle a little bit. Able to put pressure on it, so that's a good sign.
Oh man, this is tough.
Yeah, what a great game. 28 now to 23, 5-point lead for New Haven.
Mm-hmm.
And after this one at 3 o'clock, we're gonna have Sam Point on.
Versus Bristol Bay Angels.
Yep, Bristol Bay, the number 2 seed.
Ooh.
And then later tonight at 6:30, Sandpoint will go up against King Cove.
Round 3.
I know.
I know it.
I cannot believe.
Ugh.
King Cove and Sandpoint already playing over at the regionals for the boys. All right, checking in is Carly. Nice screen for Rivera. She takes it over and drives all the way.
Oh, wow.
Gets the layup, does not go down. Tia on the putback, no good. Now Rivera's hurt.
Oh my goodness.
Rivera having a hard time getting up herself.
Are We're just seeing bodies flying everywhere. Aye.
It might be she fell on her hand. I'm not really sure. Is she favoring her knee as well?
Oh no. My goodness.
Now this is a lot harder now. To get off the lane here. Two rookies now, back-to-back injuries.
Oh.
We'll see who checks in here for Rivera.
Yep. Man, this is...
Yeah, not what you want to see here in the second half. That's so close.
This is tough for me to just watch.
Aiden Morello will come in. From Rivera.
Yeah.
Come on, rookies, you got it. Let's go!
All right. Lining up and right through on basket. King Cove. Sets. Oh, out of bounds, yep. The ball was going out of bounds, and Tia was running to pick it up, just couldn't quite get out of bounds in time.
Yeah.
All right. Ada, all the way, pass to Pagan. 3-point line, 22 for a shot.
Whoa!
And
wow.
3-point shot by number 22, and that is going to be on my word dog. And that's Danica Wassily.
Wassily.
Yep. 31-23, and a stolen ball. Open layup by Wassily, missed, but foul.
Yeah, you should.
That is going to be a foul against, not sure, it was maybe Carly Mack. Wassily at the line for two. Misses the first attempt. And timeout there on the second attempt. So a bit of a second, third, a bit of a different third quarter here than what we saw in the first half,
mm-hmm.
where we just saw some outstanding basketball. Now we're seeing here a very slow pace comparatively with lots of injuries for King Cove. Two big players, Rivera Wilson and Mary May, both twisting an ankle.
It's not fun, man. It's painful to just, you're either gonna land it on the right or you're gonna land it real hard. And for what I'm thinking is that myself is that stretches sometimes usually when if you don't like your ankle gets like such a painful way, you know, you're landing it on a different way. When you're trying to jump for the ball or landing, you're gonna land on someone's ankle, your leg or their feet. Because you're going to twist that ankle no matter what. If you're stretching or not, you're going to feel it.
Yep. New Haven definitely appears like they're going to be taking advantage here of this opportunity.
Yep.
All right, rookies coming out. All right. Ball now in the hands of Wassily.
Yeah.
She'll have her second attempt here. That one won't go down. Loose ball picked up by New Haven. 3-point shot, no good. Ball tipped up. Aiden with the ball for King Cove. Fast break. Good job by Aiden controlling the ball.
Just stepping up.
Tia, pass down to the paint, intercepted by King Cove. Good pressure here. Ball now in the hands of New Haven. Ada driving it in. Outside. Now she gets a pass back. Miss her layup. Put back. Also no good. Three attempts for New Haven will not go down.
And New Haven got
but now they have their fourth rebound.
Wow.
Yeah. Good job on the offensive rebounds.
Yeah.
Pagan Lester on the outside. Moving the ball. A runner. Floating layup, no good. Aiden gets a rebound, finds Tia.
Violet.
And now King Cove will try to get up. Carly's able to get past Pagan.
Yep.
But tight defense from Pagan Lester. 4 minute travel on Carly.
Yep.
4 minutes left to go here in the third quarter, 31-23 in favor of New Haven. Here comes the Malamutes. Shot up for three, over the rim, picked up by Tia. She pulls up her dribble, needs help. Carly comes back quick. Ella falls down, but she gets back up.
Ooh.
Ella with the ball in the corner. Looking for help. She finds Tia. Tia takes it all the way around. Aiden for three. Clean deflection. Rebound goes to New Haven. Now I'm here underneath the basket. Ada for two. Misses. And a whistle on the play. Underneath their own basket, throwing in.
Traveling.
New Haven will lose the ball here off the travel. 3:33 left to go here in the third quarter. 31-23. New Haven, full court press. Carly does a great job getting past it. Good hustle here by Mac. Ball tipped up out of her hands. Fast break, go ahead layup here.
And here she goes.
Oh, but
wow.
Man, Aiden was really hustling to try to catch up. All right. Tia is able to get past the defense. Drives all the way to paint. Coast to coast layup. Wow. Big 2 points there. That was coast to coast by Tia Lewis. 3 point shot for New Haven. Missed off the back iron. Picked up by
Tia with a hustle for the rebound.
Tia. Over to Cadence.
Timeout.
Timeout called by Coach Newton.
Yep.
2:48 left to go here in the third. King Cove down by 8. They've come back from about this much before, though.
No, I feel for those two, for Mary Mae and Rivera right now. It's painful. It hurts. It's like you are trying to give everything you got.
King Cove doing a great job not losing ground here with two of their starters on the bench.
And keeping their composure up somehow. That's what I'm thinking, because you know your two teams are down, but you know what? Just like what I said, Austin, next man down, next man up.
Yep.
That's the same thing.
We've got a good hustle here coming in from Aiden, eighth grader coming in off the bench, doing a great job, showing good composure for her age, as well as some good hustle.
Yeah, no, it's, I give credit.
Yeah, absolutely. 2:48 left to go here in the third quarter. King Cove trailing by 8, 33-25. And again, two players for King Cove are on the bench injured, two starters.
Well, let's just see if King Cove can find a way to maybe steer up a little bit of a crazy comeback.
Absolutely. King Cove, much needed basket there. Here we go. Tia Lewis drives fast. Outside, Aiden drives in, gets the screen, takes all the way around, open for the basket.
Oh,
in and out. Rebound picked up by Aiden. Tia drives the baseline.
Oh, huge, big, big shot. She got in there.
Huge play there by Tia. All right, New Haven up by 6.
Oh my goodness.
Nice runner on the baseline by New Haven.
That was insane.
Great play there. Tia comes in quick. Whistle on the play.
Oh, yep. Gotta watch those elbows a little bit.
Yep. Aiden coming in there, showing some aggression. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
New Haven up to Ada.
Whoa.
Misses her layup, gets a rebound, foul on the play.
Yep.
Oh, jump ball!
Jump ball! Wow!
What a call.
Wow! That was incredible.
Wow. All right, full court press. Ella Lewis needing help. She finds in Carly. Carly moves fast. Looking to take it all the way. Finds Ella at the top of the key. Over to Aiden. Aiden for three. Off the top rim. Fast break for Russell Lee. But
Russell Lee's rolled away.
Ella comes on. Pagan on the put back. Also misses. Aiden on the rebound. Here comes Tia. She's got a bunch of defense in front of her.
Ooh, that was clean.
Deflection by
good.
Aiden.
That was good.
Russell Lee takes it all the way, missing the layup.
Wow.
Ella Lewis on the rebound. Aiden to Carly. Carly turns up.
Run your play, run your play.
Yep. Play in action. Carly with the ball. 35-0.
Wow.
Oh, lose the ball. Over and back.
Well, it's that problem. Is that they're putting a lot of pressure on
Absolutely.
Carly because they need another ball handler that knows that system very well.
Yep.
I give her credit.
35-27 in favor of New Haven. Less than a minute to go here. All right. Ada grabs in, gets the foul.
Yep.
Two shots at the line.
Two shots.
New Haven still up by 8, 35-27. Ada for her first attempt.
Good. Wow, that's a good, yes.
36-27 now.
Yep.
Second attempt,
no
missed.
Good.
Carly with the ball.
Yeah, they're putting a lot of pressure on Carly with the ball in their hand. Wow.
Wow, she's trying to get past the half court. She does. Tia gets a pass, and Tia will drive in. Trying to pass, but goes out of bounds. Last touch by New Haven. 36-27.
Yep.
New Haven with the lead. Shot up by King Cove, missed. Ella tries to save it.
Wow. Oh, what a hustle for her.
Good hustle by Ella.
Ella never gives up on a play like that.
Yep. 30 seconds left to go here in the quarter.
Yep.
New Haven with the ball. And the lead by 9 points. Shot up by Russell Lee. Missed.
Wow.
Rebound goes to New Haven. Put back no good. Rebound goes to Aiden. Tia, fast break, 10 seconds. Over to Carly. Looking for help. Ella, nice deflection by Ada.
Wow.
3 seconds. Ada will get the shot off
again. She's going to get it off in time.
Nope. There we go. At the buzzer, 36-27 going into the fourth quarter. We'll be back in just 1 minute.
You heard it, 36-27. New Haven's a little bit ahead. It's been a good game so far. It was really close for a while. Now New Haven's got quite a bit ahead. And we've had two injuries for King Cove, so... Quite the game. Definitely quite the game. And let's listen to Sahara music.
Fourth final quarter, King Cove looking for a comeback. They're down by 9 and down 2 starters. Nice defense. New Haven loses the ball. And it will be their ball underneath their own basket.
No, they're finding a way somehow. It's just going to take time.
They're still in it. They can come back. Oh. Nice hand in basket.
Oh my goodness, wow. What a tough one.
Yep. Ida Lester puts a shot. Oh, turnover there.
Oh, oh.
Nice aggressive play by Ella trying to get the ball back. Ball in the hands of New Haven.
Yep.
Oh. Wow.
There it is.
Long 3-point call.
Hey, got that 3-pointer. Perfect.
And it's tough to see it break down like this here in the fourth quarter for King Cove, who did such a great job all the way in the first half, keeping this a real good game.
Yep.
But with two players down, Aiden misses that shot. Cadence on the putback. Good. Great putback by Cadence. 41-29, 11-point lead now for King Cove. Here's Ida for three. Ooh. Off the back of the iron.
That was
rebound
good.
To New Halen. Ooh. Shot over the rim. Nice defense by King Cove.
Oh,
but the shot goes
goodness.
Up and in by New Halen.
By New Halen. No, New Halen's finding a way to score now.
Oh, yeah. They're taking advantage of having their starters.
Yep.
Tia gets a high pass, goes over her. Carly's holding her stomach. I think with just not a lot of players, they're running out of steam a little bit too.
Oh,
not
yeah.
a lot to sub with.
That's true, yeah, because look at New Halen and then this
Ida.
One.
Oh,
oh my goodness, she's
shooting the
up.
Lights out.
She's heating up, ladies and gentlemen. Woo.
Yeah, Ida is shooting from the 3-point line now. 46-29. Tia gets the ball. Up to Ella. Now on the outside, Carly with the ball. Aiden in the corner, takes it to the top of the key.
Yep.
We'll hand the ball off to Carly. Aiden, way outside to Tia. Shot up, good. Tia, just an absolute player of the game today. Doing a great job hustling. 3-point shot by New Halen, missed. Rebound goes out the hands of Aiden. And 14 will check in. That is Ava McCoy.
Ava McCoy.
For the New Halen Mountaineers. Ella with the ball. Ball goes to Tia. She loses it off her foot and it bounces out of bounds. Last touch by King Cove.
Yep.
46-31 now the score. 15-point lead, the biggest lead of the game here for New Halen.
No, New Halen's really securing the lead. Perfect.
Yeah. Good hustle here by both squads. The first half was a great first half, but King Cove suffering with two back-to-back injuries, making it real hard for them to overcome. Miss ball goes in the hands of Ida. Ella gets the missed shot. Out of bounds off White. And Shaylee will check in now for King Cove, replacing
Carly.
King Cove will throw in.
Yep.
Come on, King Cove.
Over to Ella. Up top three by Aiden in. Aiden gets a 3-point shot. 46-34 now. New Halen with a 12-point lead.
Yep.
Shot from three.
No good.
Missed.
Oh, but what a
put back is good.
By Wassily.
Yep. Rebound and put back by Wassily is good.
Yep.
Yeah,
kick
roll with
it. Going back in there and
missed shot. Put back good by New Halen.
Yep.
And 4.5 minutes left here. 50-34. We got a timeout called by Coach James from New Halen. And I wonder if he's going to start rotating in some players off that timeout.
Maybe just rotate some of the players since you have the lead now and you got it secure. So why not just rest some of your starters a little bit and then just let some of the other role players take the spots?
Yeah, we got a big tournament ahead of us. Lots of games coming our way. Sandpoint will be up next against Bristol Bay. Bristol Bay coming in as the number 2 seed.
Well, people, get your popcorn ready for this one.
I know.
This one could be a really big battle in Sandpoint. To pull this
absolutely
off.
And I'll tell you, man, this has been a great game and just heartbreaking to see Mary May and Rivera both get hurt like that. 16 point lead now for New Halen, but
I have to say is that the future looks bright for the rookies. They got some young starters.
Absolutely.
The future looks bright. I just hope and see this younger team could probably be better.
I think you're 100% right that there are some great players coming up for King Cove. All right, inbounding, full court man.
Holy man.
All right, 4.5 minutes left, full court man-to-man still in effect. I guess 16 points is not really enough where you want to let it fall. You know, you don't want to fall asleep on that.
Yeah.
Tia cuts to the basket, gets a shot.
Wow.
Cannon's on the put back.
Oh, she got it in.
Holy, she was not afraid to get contact like that. She put it up.
Absolutely, the and one for Cadence Wilson.
Come on, Cadence.
Chance here to make it a 13-point game.
Oh! Ooh,
missed. Rebound to New Haven.
Whoa!
Cherry pick pass over to Pagan.
Oh my goodness, that was a laser pass.
Good shot.
I call that laser pass right there, man.
All right, here we go. Ball in the hands. Pagan with the steal.
Yep.
And King New Haven's going to take their time.
Just killing some clock.
Shot for three, no good. Aiden on a fast break. She's got Tia ahead of her. Gets the screen. Charging.
Illegal screen.
Yep.
Yeah, it's an illegal screen against Tia.
Yep.
All right, inbounding for New Haven. 3:40 left.
So they could play some clock if they want.
Yep, they're playing their game. Shot for three.
Nope.
Off the back iron. Cadence gets the rebound. A nice rebound by Cadence, too, by the way.
Yeah, no, she's really fighting for those rebounds right now.
King Cove, if they lose this game, will play again tonight at 7.
Yep.
All right, fast break by Ida all the way. Ooh. Missing the layup, though.
All right, Aiden with the ball. Pass goes wide, out of bounds. 16-point lead here for New Haven, 52-36. 13 will check in. That's Taylor Clay.
Yeah. So don't worry, folks. We're going to get ready for the next game. All right. New Haven's got the ball. They will slow the pace.
Yep, under 3 minutes to go here in the game. 16-point lead for New Haven. Malamute's moving the ball.
Just killing some clock, killing some time.
Yeah, moving the time down. Ida drives in. Good defense from Ella. I think they're both freshmen too, aren't they? Is Ida a freshman? Yeah, Ida Lester's a freshman.
Yes,
so is
Ida's
Ella.
A freshman.
I see a good rivalry brewing there. Pagan. Passes back outside. Shot for three. In.
Wow.
55-36 now. In favor of New Haven. Ball out of bounds. Last touch by New Haven.
Can you see the...
All right, timeout, full timeout called here by King Cove with 2:16 left to go here in the game. 55-36 is the score, and New Haven has been able to really kind of run away here a little bit with it. Uh-huh. Back-to-back injuries really kind of stifled the momentum that King Cove had.
Yeah.
But a great first half, and King Cove doing a great job of showing how they have just continued to improve as a team.
No, there's a bright future for this squad. They'll learn from it. They're going to get better next year.
Yeah.
This is their first time, you know.
Yep,
for sure.
I respect that. It's tough.
All right. 3 o'clock. Yep. Sandpoint playing at 3 against Bristol Bay. Yep. All right, ball on.
Tia's hands, passes to Ella. Oh!
Ella gets fouled. All right. That'll be throwing two at the line for Ella. All right, Ella lines it up, puts it in.
Nice!
And what a great shot by Ella Lewis. 37
come on,
now.
Ella, come on.
All right, Pagan will sit down, and 14 will check in for her, Ava McCoy. All right, fast break now by New Haven. Up that mystery rope. All right, pass. Ball goes in the hands of King Cove yet again. Sorry about that. We'll get the camera in line here. Shaley on the outside. 150. Drives in. Gets it. Great layup there by Shaley Nesra. Great job. 1 minute 38 seconds. The score of 55-39. And Ida really burning down some time.
Now just convert some clock a little bit.
Yep. Ball tipped up. Ida picks it up. Top of the key. Passing. Shot for three. Over the top.
Thanks, Lottie.
Thank you. Yep.
All right. Rebound goes to New Halen. Pass inside. Ida from the post. No good. Put back by 24. And that is Piper Niketa missing it, and it goes back outside. 1 minute to go here in the game. 55-39 in favor of New Halen. Ball almost goes over and back, but saved by number three. Good hustle there by Mava Ronhala.
Let's see if King Cove can get to 40.
Yeah, rookie's coming up fast. Pass over to Shaley. Ball poked out by New Halen on the floor.
Yep.
Ida gets it. 30 seconds left.
Yep.
Cross the post.
Oh my goodness. Wow, just the nick of touch on that.
Yep, nice shot there. All right, 20 seconds left to go here in the game. Carly, over to Tia. Tia puts up a shot in the paint. Misses. Fight for the rebound. Goes to New Halen. 8 seconds. Oh, stolen by Tia. Tia, layup, no good. Elbow to Cadence. Miss. And there's
the
buzzer. The
ball game.
Final score. 57-39.
Yep.
That's 57-39 in favor of New Halen. And we'll be back at 3 o'clock with more basketball here. Sandpoint. Actually, it'll be a little bit past 3, but Sandpoint versus Bristol Bay.
Yep.
Show you the angel.
KSDP is generously supported by Precision Airways in Sandpoint, Alaska, offering chartered air services throughout the Aleutians Eastborough and beyond. For more information on charters and prices, Theo is available at 907-989-4080. Precision Airways is a proud sponsor of KSDP.
Give me a sense of purpose, a real sense of purpose.